Take your Bible and turn to Daniel chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7, verse number 13. And the Bible says, "And I saw the night in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one that had stood by and asked him the truth of all this. And so he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take a kingdom and possess it forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the four beasts which were diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and nails of brass, which devoured and break in pieces and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. And I beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days and judgment was given. Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came when the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten kings were out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall rise, and another shall rise after them. He shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings, and they shall speak great words, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until the time of times and a dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto in the end is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cognitions much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. And I kept the matter in my heart." We've looked at these scriptures several times in the past, and we see how the Bible speaks here about the Lord Jesus Christ and His coming, and we've preached on that. God said it, and it must be true, and we've preached on that. But I'd like to preach on this just a few minutes in a different direction, if God will be our help, on this thought, heaven's point of view. Well, just look at it tonight for just a few minutes, if God will help us, on heaven's point of view. As we see the scriptures tonight and the prophet Daniel's writing, and we told you a few services ago that Daniel was a prophet. We know he was because Jesus said so. Amen. Now, if man had said so or somebody else had said so, we might have a doubt. But Jesus said Daniel was a prophet. Amen. So if Jesus said Daniel was a prophet, guess what Daniel is? He's a prophet, amen? That means God spoke through him, amen, showed him things that nobody else saw. And Daniel would pin them down for us, amen? And so we see this playing out, and we know the aspect of it. It's a story of the saints, and it's a story of saints living in the last days, amen, in the end times, amen? It kind of relates to us today, if you'll look at it. It relates to the saints in the last time. And we see here that the Bible's telling us that Daniel had a dream. Amen? And what he was dreaming about was the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. They hadn't even seen the first coming yet. But Daniel was seeing, he was looking, praise God, to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's how big God is. Yeah, glory, hallelujah. Hey, he don't have to look at our folks to be saved tomorrow, the next day, or next week. Praise God. He can look at the glory. Somebody will jump up and say, he can look and see our grandkids being saved 2 centuries from now. Amen. God's able to do it. My God's that big. Amen. Praise God. Daniel was a dream. He was seeing the Lord Jesus Christ, Him coming. Now, the time frame that we look at this is just before the Lord's coming, just before He comes back to set up His kingdom. Amen. Do you believe that Jesus is coming back? He's going to rule and reign here on this earth. Amen. That's Bible. Don't let nobody tell you different. He is coming back to rule and reign here on this earth. The angel said when he went out of here, said that same Jesus, you see, He's coming again in like manner. Amen. His feet's going to hit on the Mount of Olives, praise God, and He's going to do business here on earth. He's going to be the high potentate, praise God. He's going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Right here and on this little old speck of dust called earth. Amen. He's coming again. We just need to be ready. Expect until He comes. So we can see this. We see a spiritual application to believers today. To you and I. Amen. Praise God. Every bit of this, a lot of people, somebody asked me today, said, well, preacher, what about that Old Testament? It don't really apply. It don't mean nothing more, does it? I said, hey, listen, it doesn't mean no less than it ever did. The old was pointing toward the new, praise God. The Old Testament was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. All the sacrifice, everything that was made was pointing to a Savior that would come. The law couldn't save us. It showed us Israel failed so many times. But praise God, He said there's a Savior coming who's Jesus Christ the Lord, the Messiah of God, and He can save sinners. Amen. They said we need a lamb without spot. Amen. God Almighty sent the only His only begotten Son down to here that He had died for our sin. He would be that lamb without spot. A perfect, sinless lamb. Amen. So we see that this application to believers today, we can see it playing out in here. Amen. As we look at this, we read and we're hearing, they were involved in a war. Amen. Look at verse 21. He said, I beheld in the same horn made war with the saints. Amen. Now that horn ain't nothing more than Antichrist. Amen. I want to say there's a whole lot of Antichrist today that want to make war with the saints. Amen. Hello? They's probably Antichrist right around you, praise God, that want to make war with the saints. They're always ridiculed, putting us down. They're always wanting to say something bad about our faith, our religion, our capacity, praise God, just to love Jesus because He first loved us. But, so we're involved in a war just like they were. Amen. Praise God. And the reason for His coming, praise God, was to protect the faithful. We see the Lord Jesus Christ as He steps out, praise God, and He comes to us in the second coming, the first coming. He comes, every time He comes, praise God, is protect those that are faithful to God. Amen. Amen. What's He coming for? He's coming to protect those that are faithful to the Lord. Amen. That's His number one priority, is to protect those, Brother Robert, that are faithful to Him. He's looking for faithfulness. He's looking for people that truly love Him. Amen. It's easy to be faithful to somebody that you love. Amen. It's easy to be faithful to somebody. So He's looking for people that's going to be faithful. He comes to take care to protect those that are faithful. Amen. And He comes not only to be but protect if those that are faithful. He comes to put down our enemies. Amen. One of these days, praise God, our enemies going to be gone. You say, preacher, who are our enemies? The devil's our enemy. Amen. The demons of hell are our enemies. And Jesus Christ, praise God, is coming again to get rid of our enemies, to put them down once for all. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that's that way, Jew. Yeah, can you imagine, praise the Lord, living in a place where it's perfect? It's where you have a utopia of just people just loving and taking care of each other, caring about each other. They was talking about these elections and things that's coming up in less than 2 weeks. And they was talking about the things that's taking place and the things that's happening in the country and the violence and the wickedness that's everywhere you look. And they said they just don't know what. Somebody's got to come up and fix this. I'm going to tell you somebody is. It's Jesus. He's the only one that can do it. There's wickedness all around us. Enemies all around us. The enemy's trying to put us down. The enemy's trying to shut us up. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, glory, hallelujah. He said, cry loud and spare not. He said, shout it from the rooftops. That there's a God of heaven. Praise God. Hey, listen, I get excited sometimes. I told them the other day, they said, you get excited. I said, praise God, I can't help it. Amen. I can't help it. God's been so good to me, praise God, and He ain't finished yet. Glory, hallelujah. One of these days, amen, I'm going to get caught up out of here. I'm going to go home to worship Him. I'm going to be around the throne of grace. I'm going to see Him as He is. I already do. Praise God. That's why I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Some of these old saints of God have lifted me up a time or two, and I've got to peek over in glory. Amen. Listen, don't you ever grieve the Holy Ghost of God. You hear me? You've seen your saints, especially. Well, I guess we all seen your saints here tonight. Amen. Don't ever grieve the Holy Ghost of God, because these people, these younger ones that's here, that's a looking for something from God. And the very day that you grieve the Holy Ghost, you'll beat them out of a blessing. Amen. We better not grieve the Holy Ghost. We need to be mindful of His Spirit, because the enemy wants us to be quiet. Let me just say this. If you're here at church, boy, and the Holy Ghost of God moves on your heart, and you feel like, whoa, and you don't do it. Amen. You say, well, I can't do that. You know who told you that? The devil. Amen. Gee, hey, the Holy Ghost of God will never tell you not to praise God. Hello? Well, what will people think? They'll think you love the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I just don't know if I can do that. Maybe you don't know, because we ain't tried it much. Hey, in order to be so natural, praise God, and we can just do it, it don't matter. Say, glory, hallelujah, what a God we serve. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, high lifted up. Glory to His name. Amen. Most precious Savior. The Lord of Lords, praise God. My Lord. The one that saved me by His marvelous grace. But Jesus is coming to protect the faithful. He's coming to put down their enemies. Our enemies, your enemies. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got an enemy in the world. Amen. God bless your sweet heart. You do too. We all do. The devil, he hates us. We got a whole generation running around chasing the devil. They're devil worshipers. And they don't even realize that the devil could care less. He could care less about them. All he wants to do is destroy and deceive and to keep them from coming to Christ. Amen. Amen? And he's doing a really good job at it. You know why? Because they don't see Christ in us, praise God, the hope of glory, and realize that it's a whole lot better than what the devil's got. Our children are dying left and right without Christ. They're dying and going to hell, lost without God. I told somebody the other day, I was talking about their daughter, said she was on them drugs and she's on that fentanyl. And she's been on it for years. And she can't get off of it. And I said, well, that's just a tool of the devil to keep her mind where she can't think about God. Amen. And it's prevalent now, it's everywhere. And the devil's used it to get a hold of our children, and he's dragging them off one at a time. And they said that stuff is stronger than anything that's ever been on the market. And they get the longing and desiring for it more and more. And said, you know, I've tried to talk to her, I've tried to tell her, but she just won't listen. I said, well, listen, I told a fellow a while back, a couple years ago. He said, preacher, I've tried to tell my children, I've talked to my children, they won't listen. What do I do? I said, just quit talking. Well, she looked at me real funny. I said, just quit talking to them. Amen? I said, and start living for Jesus with all your heart. So that everything they see about you, praise God, will be Him. Amen? That'll paint them a picture. When the words cease, when the words don't work, praise God, the picture of Jesus, praise God, says it all. Amen? Amen. And when you get Him, you get all that you need. Amen? The enemy is after us, but Jesus Christ has persevered. You see, old Daniel, praise God, he was we see a spiritual application here, but we see a people that's in a war. We see a people that are in persecution.
They're being persecuted. They're being beat down. They're being held back. He tells us in Daniel 7 and 25. He said, he shall speak great words against the Most High, who their enemy. He's the only one that speak great words against the Most High. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Wear them out. You know what the devils are doing? He's wearing them out. He's a wearing their people out. You wear them out. You keep up till he gets them wore out till they give in. You know what the devil would like to do? He'd like us to get weary and well-doing and just quit. He'd like us to get weary. Praise God. He'd like us to just stop. Amen. Hey, they ain't nowhere to stop short of heaven. That's the finish line. Amen. And when we get to the finish line, praise God, we've won the race. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And we've got a team, glory. We've got a team captain that's already went in ahead of us. Amen. He made the way. He showed us the way. He prepared the way. And all we got to do is follow him, praise God, because he's the winner. Amen. I like winners, praise the Lord. I wouldn't say I'm competitive, but I like winners. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I like to win. I like to be on the winning side. Amen. When they got the great old big, when you play football, when they had the great old biggins, I wanted to be on his side. Now, if you're praying God, that looks like a winner to me. Amen. Besides that, I was a little bitty fella. If the big guy was on my side, I didn't have to worry about him hitting me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to be on that winning side because there's persecution coming. But we will be persecuted. Amen. He said they's coming a time. He said times and times and time and a half. He said they's seven years of persecution. 7 years of the greatest tribulation that the world has ever seen. Never been anything like it. He said it's coming. And praise God, Daniel was astonished at what was taking place. He couldn't believe it. Amen. He couldn't believe it. He was surprised and he was troubled at what the vision that he was seeing. That this much trouble could come upon him. I wonder if we ever stop and slow down and look back and say, glory, hallelujah, God help us. I tell you what, Brother Bill, I've never seen all this coming at us this quick. Amen. It just seems like in a matter of just a few years, praise God, we've been invaded by wickedness. It's coming from every side. It's coming from everywhere. He said, preacher, what do? Just stay with the book. Amen. Stay with the book. Stay with God. Keep pressing on, praise God. Because it won't be long, as the song says. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll be, hey, just a little while and we'll go out of here. Be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We see this stuff. It can be depressing. Amen. But Daniel's question. He in verse 16, he says this. Amen. When you don't seem to know what's going on, when you don't seem to understand, verse 16, Daniel said, I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. Amen. Daniel said, hey, I'm at a quandary. I just don't understand. Daniel had a question. He said, I don't understand. I need to know what's going on. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, if we'll just ask God, he said, the only reason we don't know is because we don't ask. Amen. He said, if we need to know anything, we need to ask. Nothing doubting. Trust in the Lord, praise God, because God will tell us. These young people come out here the other day and they said, well, preacher, what do you think about this? I said, hold on, let me get my Bible. I can tell you what I think, but let me tell you what God says. Amen. That's all that matters. Because what God says, praise God, is truth. Absolutely. Amen. So he said, I need to know what's going on. He said, it looks like this thing ain't going to get much better. It's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets any better. I don't understand it, Lord. Trying to do the best we can. Pushing on, praise God. Pressing on for the cause of Christ. Seems like, praise God, the things just ain't going my way. Amen. But when we if that's the way we look at it from our point of view, but what if we look at it from heaven's point of view? But notice what happens, praise God. He said, the Bible says, hey, listen, they will receive the kingdom. Amen. He said, you're going to get what's promised to you, praise the Lord. Look at verse 18. He said, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess it. Amen? Praise God. He said, hey, listen, Daniel, don't worry about it. Don't fret over it. He said, the saints of the Most High, praise God, are on the winning side. They're going to win. They're going to take it. They're not only going to take it, they're going to possess it. That means that you get a hold of it and you make it yours. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They say, hey, listen, it don't look good. But when you look at it from heaven's point of view, he said, everything's going to be all right. Amen. My sister-in-law said a while back, she was talking about these people getting COVID and getting sick and all the different sicknesses and diseases. She works at the hospital and all the different things that they see now. I mean, they got flesh-eating viruses. I mean, you just get a little of that on you and it just eats your arms off, your leg off, or have to amputate, take cut pieces off. It's just the way it is. They got that going on in Florida now where we had that flood and that hurricane. Some people that's going in trying to clean it up got a little bit of scratch, got in that nasty water, and they got flesh-eating diseases. It's eating them up. And she said, you know what? I come to realization, I come to realization that these things, that's a whole lot worse than death. Amen? Just think about it. There's a whole lot of things that's worse than death. Death is just a promise of graduation. Death is just our way out of here. Death is a promotion. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, from here to yonder. Amen. Glory. Praise His holy name. Well, we see that he said they will receive the kingdom. So they're going to get what they've been promised. Amen. He said Christ is going to come and be their king. Praise the Lord. And he said not only is He going to come and be their king, but they're going to reign with Him. Think about it. Can you imagine reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ? Being there with Him, praise God, when He's the great commander-in-chief, and you're there with Him in His mighty army, part of His, praise God, part of those elitists, those saints of God, those chosen few with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 4. He said, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, nor in their hands. Now watch this. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Amen. Praise God. He said there's coming, a kingdom coming, and we're going to possess it. Jesus is going to be there. He said, we're going to reign with Him. Glory, hallelujah. And we're going to praise Him. Amen. Praise the Lord for 1,000 years, and then we'll only be starting. Amen. It's going to get better farther on. We'll reign with Him. That's why Daniel would say in Daniel chapter 7, verse 27, he said, and the kingdom and the dominion, the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey Him. Amen. He said, we're going to possess the kingdom because God's going to give it to us. He's going to make us partakers with Him in it. Glory, when we see God, when we see these things from heaven's point of view, everything gets to looking a whole lot better. Praise God. We start seeing the roses in the bloom instead of the thorns on the stem. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. We start being stirred in our soul because we see what God's going to do for us. He said, we'll possess, and He didn't only say we'll possess the kingdom. He said, we'll possess it forever. In Daniel 18, He said, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Amen. You know what that means? That means we're going to possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Because He said so. Amen. That means we won't relinquish it. It's going to be ours. The saints of the Most High God. Praise His holy name. But we'll receive that. He said, so? Amen. So this, let me just say this. When the course of this world history, praise God, begins to be depressing, but it begins to be discouraging, and it can be, amen. Praise the Lord. If it can be very depressing, it can be very discouraging. People watch it, watch what's going on and they get depressed. I mean, they get plumb suicidal. Just get me out of here. But pray to listen. Hey, listen, when you look at it from heaven's point of view, things look better all the time. And then you look at the book of Ezekiel, you look at the book of Hosea, you look at the book, praise God, of Zechariah, and you see God's prophecies. You see the men of God telling us, and we believe it, and we see it coming to pass. We're living in it. Amen? We are living in the last days. We're seeing the books of the Bible fulfilled before us. The things that we used to look to, praise the Lord, Brother Robert, we're living in. Amen. We're living in the midst of it. When history begins to be depressing, let me show you something. Look at Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, the Bible says this. They asked the Lord Jesus. They said, tell us when these things shall be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world. I'd like to know that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't be interested to know the signs and the end? What to look for it comes? And Jesus answered, said unto him, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end's not yet. So what he's saying, he said, we're going to see these things. He's talking about a time now and a time later. A time now, brother, we'll see these things begin to happen. And we're seeing them. Amen. Newsflash, in case you didn't know it, the United States, without unbeknown to us, amen, without any vote from our Senate or anything else, our leaders have moved our troops to 124th Airborne, first time since World War II, and put them over in Europe. We're stationed right off of the Ukraine. All the 21st, every one of them we got, are stationed there today. They've been there for 4 days. Why? Why would that be? But they're there. He said, when you see these wars and rumors of wars, he said, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. We better look up. We better lift up our head. We better get a hold of God because we're going to need Him. Amen. We're going to need Him like we've never needed Him. Preacher, you're being discouraging. No, I'm being encouraging. Praise God. And when we see it from heaven's point of view, we know everything's all right because God's got this. And God's got you. And God's got me. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. Time is now and time to come. Amen. The Lord tells us. Heaven's point of view. He goes on and said, then shall they deliver you up, be afflicted. He's talking mostly to the Jew, and shall kill you, shall be hated of all nations for you. Because Matthew, remember, is writing to the Jew. Hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Okay, now we're getting to the end of things. The end of the matter. He said, then, he said, verse 15, he said, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetops not come down, take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child of them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Now watch this. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Hey, then, if a man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For thou shalt rise false Christ, false prophets shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Jesus said, I forewarned you of this. Amen. We have it in a volume of a book.
He said, be prepared. But from heaven's point of view, we see the picture being painted. Amen. Look at Luke chapter number 21. Luke chapter number 21. The Bible says this. Now here's a story that the Lord tells of the destruction of Jerusalem. Luke chapter 21, verse number 20. He said, when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountain, let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let them that are in the mountain, in the countries entered thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to them that are with child and them that give suck in those days, for thou shalt be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the sword, by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, and the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. I want to say that's already taken place. That's happened. That's history. That took place in 70 A.D. when Titus, Antiochus, come into Jerusalem, besieged Jerusalem, and destroyed it. Utterly destroyed it and took captive the people of Jerusalem, the Israelites, and took them into captivity. Amen. That has happened. That's come to pass. You see, I said that to say this, praise God. If you believe that, if you know, we know that because Jesus said it was so, we can believe what He's getting ready to say. Amen. If we see things from heaven's point of view, He says in verse number 25, He said, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth the stress of nations with perplexity. That's nations, amen, that's coming together and can't figure out what to do. Does that sound familiar? Amen. By the way, he's a confederate of nations that's gathered together. 10 nations that's gathered together. They said there'd be 10 nations that the Antichrist would come up against, and he would take 3 of them. They would become subservient to him. Amen. It's all happening. It's lining up around us. He said, and with perplexity and the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, Brother Bill, and lift up your heads. That's what he said a while ago. For your redemption draweth nigh. He said, when we see what we're seeing today, pray God, from heaven's point of view, we just start looking to heaven and say, glory, hallelujah. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. We're ready. We're looking forward to it. Come on, Lord. Amen. Take us home. But please, Lord, save some of them and let us take them with us. Be about the Father's business. Amen. That lady I was talking about with that daughter said she's going to die and go to hell lost without God. That's what I told her. I said, unless God intervenes, she's going to die and go to hell lost without God. And can you understand that? These people, our youngins, our loved ones are going to die and go to hell off that. You say, preacher, they're drunkards or drug addicts. Well, when they get there, he said, they'll be in a place where their worm dieth not. They'll be down there in hell, and they'll be going through DTs throughout eternity, trying to just one more fix, just bring us out, just lift us up just a little bit, and never be able to get it in torment throughout eternity. But if we can see Jesus Christ and see Him touching their hearts, changing their lives, making us into who He'd have us to be. You see, that's what Daniel said in the last verses of chapter 7. He said, hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cognitions much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, and I kept the matter in my heart. He said, my thoughts and my meditation was disturbing to me. He said, I got to seeing this. I got to seeing the picture. And I got to realizing what God wants to do. What He'll help us do. What He promised He'll do if we'll just trust Him. He said, my heart's breaking. He said, it changed my whole expression. It changed my whole outlook on life. But he said, I got to looking at it from heaven's point of view. And I think, and he said, you know what? All things are possible with God. Amen? All things are possible with God. So when we see these things playing out in our life, when we see the Bible being fulfilled before our eyes, we can look at it from heaven's point of view. And we can say, as Christians, we can say everything's going to be all right. Amen? Said, Lord, we need you to help us. We need you to perfect us. You need to make us what you'd have us to be. So the rest of the world can see Christ in us, me and you. That's what they've got to have today. That's what they need. We don't have to be partakers in their wicked, evil deeds. Amen? But we can be partakers together in Christ Jesus the Lord. Somebody asked me today, he said, Preacher, in order to be a Christian, do you have to go to church? I said, it depends on what kind of Christian you want to be. They said, what do you mean? I said, well, if you want to be a real sorry, no account, weak Christian, amen, you can sit at home. But if you want to be a strong Christian, praise God, you get together with the brothers and sisters of Christ, and you get the Word of God, and you learn the Word of God, you study the Word of God, you love the Word of God, you love the brothers and sisters of Christ together, amen, and you grow stronger. And you become a strong Christian, a big Christian, a great Christian. So it just depends the kind of Christian you want to be. Amen? You say, what are you saying? I'm saying, when you see it from heaven's point of view, everything looks better from that view, from that viewpoint. Then you say, amen, things was troubling me. But I saw things from heaven's point of view. And so I've come to realize everything's going to be all right. Amen? Because God is in control. He said, the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess it. And the king that could possess the kingdom forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Daniel said, we're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. Because we know him, he knows us. Amen. And we have heaven's point of view. Amen. Not this world. This world will bring you down. This world will make you depressed. But boy, when you look at it from the volume of the book, when you look at it from the Lord's point of view, things is looking better all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me this evening.